Because it's remunerated well, it seems as if the mind work is actually generating wealth. The force of what is so powerful and so consistent across the political spectrum that simple truth is hard to see. Waking Up, the book, Freeing Ourselves from Work, includes my first wade through these murky waters, or maybe thick air is a better image, as it's very much swirling around inside of us, coloring how we see things, limiting our sense of possibilities. What confuses is that the word wealth or worth is confused in us, mixed with our sense of personal worth. Our once true earth sense has been remodeled, shaped to fit ignoble aims, the bottomless lust of statesmen. But our original worth is always ready to return, and each one of us is in a different moment of that rebirth. With every breath we take, each breath, we're in a slightly different place. Still, the attempt at synchronized step not only must be made to save our earth, it's a deeply felt urge. In Waking Up, I wrote poetically because there's no other way to describe it. Our right to live our lives authentically. We've all been trained to think in the master's tongue, which is a language at odds with feeling. George Eliot spoke the truth. Feeling's a kind of knowledge, she wrote. You have to feel it in your body, your right to be free. But if you don't, that problem's not insuperable. The earth continuously tries to reclaim her own. That too is a tend toward which we bend. I've been trying to find the words to break the code on worth, value, wealth, to strip away the sham, see true worth at last. By translating the seeming economic verities of class into earth terms. If, as I wrote in Waking Up, wealth is human labor made manifest, then hiring people is betrayal of self and our brothers and sisters. It may be that this wisdom is only approachable and possessed in words such as this, from Hamlet. While to my shame I see the imminent death of 20,000 men that, for a fantasy and trick of fame, go to their graves like beds, fight for a plot whereon the numbers cannot try the cause, which is not tomb enough and continent to hide the slain. How make sense of this implied equivalence? A little patch of ground versus 20,000 men. Shakespeare is all about explaining power and helping us to distinguish true from false wealth. I think it bothered him, as it does most of us reared under the regimen of the class system, that the knowledge of true wealth seemed so hard to hang on to, such that we would sacrifice our lives and our children's for a trick of vision, a trifle of fame, for some illusory gain of power. The struggle between ruling elites for power in Shakespeare's King John, in this case for the throne of England, inspires the following musings in the character the Bastard, who has just witnessed the righteous motivation of the King of France fold upon being made a suitable offer. Quote, "Mad world, mad kings, mad composition. John, to stop Arthur's title in the hole, hath willingly departed with a part. And France, whose armor, conscience, buckled on, whom zeal and charity brought to the field as God's own soldier, rounded in the ear with that same purpose changer, that sly devil, that daily break vow, he that wins of all, who, having no external thing to lose but the word made, cheats the poor maid of that. Do you hear the grief in those words? That smooth-faced gentleman, tickling commodity. Commodity, the bias of the world, made to run even upon even ground, till this advantage, this vile drawing bias, this sway of motion, this commodity, makes it take head from all indifferency, from all direction, purpose, course, intent. And this same bias, this commodity, this bawd, this broker, this all-changing word, clapped on the outward eye of fickle France, hath drawn him from his own determined aid, from a resolved and honorable war to a most base and vile concluded peace. And why rail I on this commodity? But for because he hath not wooed me yet, not that I have the power to clutch my hand when his fair angels would salute my palm. But for my hand, as unattempted yet, like a poor beggar raileth on the rich, well, whiles I am a beggar, I will rail, and say there's no sin but to be rich. And being rich, my virtue then shall be to say there is no vice but beggary, since kings break faith upon commodity. Gain be my Lord, for I will worship thee. Unquote. Shakespeare uses commodity to mean being tempted to self-betrayal. And what better proof of the truth of his words than to see how we walk through our days so thoughtlessly, so forgetful of self, begging to be used?